Do we have him?
Hey, guys, you're on with Sebastian.
Sebastian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. My wife Jennifer and I are pumped. We're going to see you for the first time this weekend. Sebastian Maniscalco on the show. He's coming to Mohegan Sun Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you being there, but I do have a bone to pick with the show. If I could just start by saying I recently was on your Instagram page.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know which one of you it is. It's either Chaz or AJ, but who the hell is wearing flip-flop sandals constantly over there?
AJ, thank you for bringing this up.
Hey, when I'm comfortable, I'm funny.
He and I have been partners for 28 years, and every summer I have to see his feet every day.
Oh, man, it's just I'm uncomfortable that he's comfortable.
Thanks for noticing.
I gotta admit, they look like they're cute feet. I mean, they fill out a sandal nice.
Thank you. That's what I was striving for.
No, his feet are tanned.
Right.
The toes aren't crooked. They're
right.
All straight.
I keep them pedicured. Not like I'm going to snatch a woodland animal from the sky.
They're very nice for man feet.
Right, right. I'm not going to be raking anybody's field anytime soon. I haven't left any scratches on someone's back.
I think if you are going to wear flip-flops, you have to have nice feet. But you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to be in a restaurant eating and then look down out of the corner of my eye and there's a man's foot.
Yeah, but hey, you drop a fork, I'll hand it right to you. Here you go. You may want to wash that a little bit first.
All right, so I have a question for you, Sebastian. I was at a wedding, and it's a wedding on a farm.
Okay.
Beautiful farm. But, you know, we're all still dressing up. It's outdoor wedding on a farm, but we're still dressing up.
Keep a casual.
And the justice of the peace was the first selectman of the next town over, and he was performing the ceremony. So he dressed nice, but he wore sandals with no socks,
right.
Which is appropriate.
Right.
But we want to see his feet?
He's dripping.
And his toenails weren't, you know, they're kind of long.
Oh, see, that's faux pas.
Well, no, I don't even think the marriage is valid.
Right.
If that's the way it's performed, it. I mean, come on, man. This society today has gotten so, it's like whatever you feel like wearing, you just wear. There's no repercussions. We got to bring it back to the 50s where people were just going to a baseball game with a tie and a suit on. It's gotten so bad out there, but to each his own, man. If you want to marry someone with your toes hanging out, then go ahead and do it.
If you're going to do that,
right,
trim the big toenail.
Exactly. You might get caught in the bride's
that
dress.
That shouldn't be a knife.
I agree. The long toenails, I'm not into. And I'm shocked. I see it a lot at the airport. I'm like, you know, people taking off their shoes and what have you. And I'm like, don't you see your feet? Every day you see your feet. And don't you look and go, I might want to do something with these. You know, I mean, nothing, no pumice stone, nothing to take the rhinoceros skin off your heel.
Exactly, like a big elephant skin. The worst when they're walking across the marble floor, it's like a dog going across the carpet. Click, 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 click. Like the old lady from Titanic at the end.
So I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. But, hey, there's a lot of material out there just watching people behave. So.
Yeah, does human behavior still surprise you after all these years being in comedy, and that's basically your profession, to study us? Do we still surprise you?
Yeah. Every day I'm in awe. You know, I mean, my expectations, I just think my expectations are too high for people. And I'm often disappointed when I see, you know, like, for example, my newest thing is people walking around with Invisalign retainers on.
Yeah.
This is something that should be reserved for nighttime. I don't want to be talking to a guy at noon and he's got a mouthpiece in. I see the spit kind of in between the Invisalign and the teeth. It's just something that I hone in on, and I can't concentrate on anything else. I have a thing called misophonia, which is annoying. Oh, you got this?
Yep, I do. Yeah.
It's a low tolerance for sounds, and, you know, I could be on an airplane and somebody's eating a bag of chips.
Yep.
The airplane could be going down, and I would only hear the person eating the chips.
Right. The entire ride down.
You're crunching too loud. I need white noise.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to have, no. Although it is a benefit to me because I think it's helped me kind of observe people's behavior and bring it to the stage and kind of make light of it. So, yeah, it serves me in good ways as well.
I was watching a cooking video the other day, and a guy in his backyard pizza oven was making a prime rib. And as he was telling you how to make the prime rib, he said, "I just had a colonoscopy, and I'm clean."
Why would you?
And I thought, that's a weird combination.
What reminded him of the colonoscopy?
Well, that certain individual is myself, and I thought that would be a great end to the cooking video. Just, you know, going from meat to telling people I was totally cleaned out. So yeah, that was a weird statement. I have to admit,
it came out of nowhere.
I got you talking about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: out of all the videos I see of people making food, I will never forget that one.
How do you forget that? Plus, also after that prime rib, you're not clean anymore. You're stuffed with
you're clean,
sauce.
And not clean.
It. That's right. I was eating the prime rib because I knew it was going into a clean environment. So.
Had a nice home go to, yes.
It was interesting, man. I didn't know. First of all, the drug that they put me under was beautiful.
It's amazing.
The Michael Jackson.
The Michael Jackson stuff. He was onto something.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson thing. No wonder this guy was doing this. This was like they put me down and I woke up somewhere else and I had no idea what had happened to me, which was frightening.
Yeah, I mean, I love the cards. The cards and flowers were nice. Yeah.
they were going any hole I had, they were going down my mouth.
Men at work. They drilled a few new ones too.
So it was. This is 52 years old. This is the things you got to do to prevent. I'm into preventative medicine. I don't want to wake up one day and say, oh, you didn't get this checked out. So that's where I'm.
I came from nothing, and when I started making money, I'd, you know, be like, when is the other shoe going to drop? I get a headache and be like, oh, this is it, tumor.
I feel your pain. I'm a huge hypochondriac. I constantly think I'm passing away. So I think it's part of the Italian culture. To your point about like, oh, you're succeeding and you have some bit of success. There's always like that part of you that's like, okay, when's my tongue going to fall out?
Exactly.
And
right.
I can't talk anymore. You
when
know?
Is it coming to an end?
It's like pointing at stuff and grunting.
Sebastian Maniscalco on the show. He's coming to Mohegan Sun Friday and Saturday. We've been following your rise, and man, from clubs to specials to a Scorsese movie to Robert De Niro playing your dad. Like, when you were 13, could you even imagine this? It's like bananas.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, not only that, but to have my De Niro requesting my dad to be on set to teach him how to be my dad. I mean, like, my dad is a beautician, so in the movie, De Niro's doing some stuff at the salon, and he wanted my dad to come to set to teach him how to do highlights and perms. So my dad is sitting there with De Niro wrapping, you know, some woman's hair in tinfoil, and I'm like, I remember having De Niro's poster of a casino on my bedroom wall, and here my father is teaching him how to be him. It's crazy. It was really nuts to see, but learned a lot from De Niro as far as acting, you know, being on set with him, just kind of stealing a lot of his techniques and what have you, and it kind of helped me for future projects. So it was a great experience.
That's awesome.
Sebastian Maniscalco coming to Mohegan Sun Friday and Saturday. I am psyched. Can't wait to see you.
It's going to be one of these shows that I'm chomping at the bit to get back up on stage because I had so much happen to me over the summer with family vacations and kids and whatnot. So I'm really looking forward to doing this material.
The colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy.
You should show pictures.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw that up there, too. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, put pictures of that up there.
It's Howl Caverns.
Right. You got the new dog.
Oh, yeah. I got two dogs, bro, and it's a nightmare. These guys that, like, I'm sitting over here going, oh, my God, I love the dog. I've never had dogs. I'm 52 years old, so I don't know the kind of ins and outs of what they do.
Yeah.
And they're cute and all, but, I mean, I can't take the barking and the nipping and the running around. They're puppies, so I'm in that stage.
A lot of energy.
A lot of bandaged ankles.
A lot of that. A lot of the furniture. You know, I'm not into, like, dogs on furniture. I don't know. Maybe that's because I grew up and I couldn't sit on my own furniture.
That's why I had cats.
I can't stand cats either because I'm allergic, so I'm not a pet guy.
Gotcha. A ferret's good for you.
Sebastian, thanks for giving us some time here today. Honor to talk to you, and we'll see you Friday and Saturday at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, try to put some socks on.
Okay.
Wear shoes, AJ.
Right. I'm going to hold my feet up in the audience. And I'm going to clap at my feet.
Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for sharing your audience with me today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man.
What a great dude.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think this is from the movie.
Oh.
About my father.
I haven't seen that yet. I heard it's excellent.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
You hear this too, right?